Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
A Motorsport Podcast Network production.
G'day everyone, I'm Will Dale and welcome to Repco Bathurst Daily, our special edition of the V8 Sleuth podcast coming to you from trackside at Mount Panorama all week during the 2022 Repco Bathurst 1000. Now, this year marks the 100th anniversary of Repco. They're driven by passion and so are we. Visit the garage online now. The address is garage.repco.com.au. Alongside me here on Thursday at Mount Panorama is V8 Sleuth website editor Connor O'Brien. And we had race cars on track today. How good was it to see that?
Yeah, absolutely. It was, awesome. I mean, it's awesome being here even when there aren't cars going around. But when there are, it's 10 times better. And we were lucky enough not to have too much rain today, which was a nice change from yesterday.
That's true. I feel like all we've talked about, like all anyone's talked about in the past 48 hours is how wet it's going to be. And the two supercars sessions were basically completely unaffected by rain at all today.
Yeah, and they were fast sessions. You know, 2:04.3, I think, something like that, or two, that Will Davison, straight out in practice one, and then Tander was even quicker, Garth Tander in practice two. So, some pretty quick times. But it does sound like it probably will get it, some wet tires will get a bit of a run tomorrow and Saturday, at least.
Indeed. We'll just quickly recap the results from today's two sessions. We'll just quickly go through the top five. In practice one, as you said, Will Davison in the number 17 DJR Mustang was fastest with a 204.3691. That's faster than Cam Waters went in the first session last year, and coincidentally, the year before, because he's set an identical time both years. Right behind Davo, however, was James Golding in the number 31 Premier Racing Commodore. That was a fantastic performance.
Yeah, James Golding doing, he's doing everything he can, isn't he, to show that he belongs here for next year as well at Premier Racing. And, been on a real form surge lately. And, that was fantastic to see, because at the time, Davo went way quicker than anyone else. And then only a moment later, Golding banged in that time, which, it would have been really cool to see him actually top the session. It was so close, but...
Yeah, just 0.01 in it.
Yeah,
at the end,
not a bad way for Premier Racing's first ever Bathurst session to finish up. So, good signs for those guys.
Absolutely. The rest of that top five, Andre Heimgartner for Brad Jones Racing in third, David Reynolds up there for Grove Racing in fourth, and Nick Percat completing the top five. Now, it must be said that session did end a little early because Jake Kostecki bunkered the number 56 Tickford Mustang. So, a few drivers who were hoping to get laps in right at the end of the session weren't able to, but it was an eventful session. We had Shane Van Gisbergen clipping the wall up at Reed Park. We had Cam Waters bunkering the Monster Mustang down at Murray's Corner. And we also had Anton Di Pasquale clobber the fence up at Forest Elbow, all of which were relatively minor. There were no long-term issues with those cars or major repairs. So they all got back out again for the second session, which was co-drivers only. And that, as you said, Connor, was topped by Garth Tander. That was a phenomenal lap, like one of the fastest Friday laps I think we've ever seen here at Mount Panorama.
Fastest also ever in a co-driver session at Bathurst. And that came the very first flying lap for him after the red flag that Kurt Kostecki brought out, near the start of practice two. So a bit of a tough one for the Kostecki brothers, but that lap time was phenomenal. But as the session went on, guys chipped away at it, and David Russell ended up Very close, only a tenth of a second down. So, you know, David Russell had a bit of a, you know, well, he broke through last year for a podium, and yeah, those guys looking quick again already.
Indeed. Third place was Jamie Wincup in the 888 Holden. Of course, the number 88 car that he's normally in, but he is not the main driver this year. That is Brock Feeney. Fourth place, Jordan Boyes in the number 96 Brad Jones Racing car that he's sharing with Macaulay Jones. That's a very impressive effort from him.
Yeah, absolutely. Good start for BJR. You know, so Andre was third in practice one, and Jordan Boyes putting car 96 up there in practice two. So, yeah, those guys have come here with a bit of form under their belt as a team. And, yeah, definitely a great start. You know, Macca is really... Unfortunately, over the years, had some tough starts to the Bathurst 1000. So this year, it was probably the best he's had for maybe ever. So, yeah, that'll be good for those guys to, yeah, just get some confidence under their belt. And then the only car, Will, that was in the top five both sessions was car 26. With Reynolds fourth in practice one and Matt Campbell fifth in practice two.
Well, they were the only Ford in the top five in practice two as well, which, is, we weren't sure how the Grove team were going to roll out here at Mount Panorama, and the signs are quite good early, at the very least. We talked about the fact that it didn't rain here. Rain was the one word that was on everyone's lips in the past 48 hours, but a completely different one is being said by a lot of the drivers after the opening practice sessions today.
Epoxy.
Yeah. Epoxy is not the word I really expected to hear. So can you just briefly explain what the deal is with this epoxy?
Good question. So they've gone around and, you know, made some changes to the surface or fixed up a couple of bits, seemingly the week of the great race. And so, yeah, everyone was talking about epoxy, which is probably a word that's maybe never been spoken in supercars before. But yeah, so the grip levels were quite high. You know, that was one of the determining things that I guess a lot of drivers put it down to. And that's why the lap times subsequently were quite quick.
If we think back to Winton 2014, it sounds like a similar scenario to that, where they use the epoxy to seal cracks and things that are in the surface, and then the race cars drive over it and it's a bit grippy. And one of the interesting things that I think Garth Tander said in the press conference at the end of the day is that I don't really know what's going to happen when it rains tomorrow and then the cars move the epoxy around, or how it'll react to all that. So that could be another unexpected thing that they have to try and work through over the course of the weekend. One other thing that happened today, although it didn't rain, the teams did get an extra allocation of wet tyres.
Yep, so that was done on a safety basis, I guess. It certainly had been talked about on the Wednesday yesterday. But yeah, so now six sets of wet tyres instead of five for qualifying and the race. So because it had been spoken about seven compulsory stops, but only five sets of tyres, so they've got at least...
Do the math there. It doesn't quite work out.
No, but it is actually, I guess, harder than you would think to actually make these kind of regulation changes. So they have added one set, which yeah, definitely will help if the, you know, rain continues all day on Sunday.
Exactly. And now, one of the other things that we saw out on track today at Mount Panorama was the brand new Gen 3 Mustang. Of course, a Gen 3 Mustang was revealed trackside this time last year at the Bathurst 1000, but they've revealed the brand new Ford Mustang model in recent weeks, and we got to see the new supercar in the flesh today.
Yeah, and to be honest, it looked great. Sometimes things look better in renders, I reckon this one looks better in the flesh.
It really does. Totally agreed.
Yeah, no, it looks a million bucks. And it went out on the track for, you know, with Dick Johnson behind the wheel. So, yeah, to cut some, I guess, initial demonstration laps, and Greg Murphy was behind with the wheel of the Camaro. So that was a pretty cool way to kind of lead into practice too this afternoon.
It actually occurred to me when I saw Dick Johnson on track. I'm a long-suffering Dick Johnson racing fan, as listeners to this podcast may know. I've never actually seen Dick Johnson on track in a race car until today. So that was quite cool, just personally for me to actually enjoy that. And he wasn't messing around either. He was actually properly giving it the beans coming down pit straight and up and down the mountain, which was good to see. One other familiar face that was in the paddock today was not someone I expected to see, but in hindsight, it kind of makes sense that he's back here.
Yeah, Michael Massey. People, I guess, mostly would know him from his Formula One time as race director there from early 2019 onwards, but until 2021, end of. But yeah, Michael Massey back as in Australia into the Supercars paddock. He was last month appointed as the new Supercars Commission chair. And so he's been floating up and down the pit lane talking to all sorts of people. And it's his first actual Supercars event since Adelaide 2019. So that was a cool face to see, I guess, roaming the paddock.
Looking to tomorrow, we've got two more practice sessions before qualifying for the big race at 4:15 Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Of course, that only sets all the grid positions from 11th onwards. 10 fastest cars tomorrow will go into the top 10 shootout on Saturday afternoon. What are you expecting to see tomorrow? I mean, the conditions, as we look out the window in the media centre this arvo, are going to be very, very different tomorrow based on the forecasts.
Yep. So it should be the start of a wet 48 hours here. But I think it'll be, I've got to say, I think it will be one of the most hotly contested Friday qualifyings, because 28 cars, bigger grid than, you know, in previous years. It's going to be ultra competitive to get into that top 10 shootout. And there are just so many competitors, especially when you consider the addition of a 888 wildcard and a boost Erebus wildcard with Richie Stanaway, who's been, you know, really impressive in testing. And
there's a gun in the wet weather as well, let's
absolutely
not forget.
And so no disrespect to the Machado wildcard, but I wouldn't quite expect them to be cracking the 10. But even just the addition of two leading teams having a third car, I think, there's going to be definitely a few disappointed or a few sob stories tomorrow, because there's not everyone who wants to get into the shootout's going to make it.
That is true. Well, Connor, myself and the entire V8 Sleuth team are on the ground here at Mount Panorama this weekend, so keep an eye on the website, v8sleuth.com.au, for all the latest news from trackside here at Mount Panorama. And we'll chat to you tomorrow with a wrap of all the action from qualifying day at the 2022 Repco Bathurst 1000 on Repco Bathurst Daily.